As Jesus went along, he saw a man blind from birth. He said, "While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud from the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." The word Siloam means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. John, the gospel writer's note about Siloam, meaning sent, is not a travelogue touch. He wants us to be sure we see that Jesus' actions here are part of his declaration that he is sent by God. Just as the waters of Siloam washed the clay from the eyes of the blind man, so Jesus, the one sent of God, restored his sight and declared himself the one who restores spiritual sight. Now, spiritual sight has nothing to do with the bogus claims of psychics and those who say they tell the future. The spiritual sight Jesus gives begins with faith in him as the promised Savior, in seeing God as our dear Father because his Son set us right with him by keeping the commandments in our place and suffering the punishment we deserve.